So tonight I'll be speaking to you on the mystery of gratitude. The mystery of gratitude. A covenant key to scaling unlimited altitude. The mystery of gratitude. When gratitude becomes your lifestyle, you keep scaling higher altitude by the day. The mystery of gratitude. And this entire week has been set up to baptize everyone into the mystery of gratitude so we can keep scaling higher altitudes by the day. Bishop Adamu was speaking the other time and said, when he came to the church in Kaduna, it was number 8. Church was 8 that day. 8 people. The first Sunday he attended were 8 people. How did we come from 8 to where we are today? Among the mysteries delivered is the mystery of gratitude. And I'd like you to please take extreme note of this. And tonight I'll be showing you what is ingratitude that makes it such an enormous force in the world of the spirit. And we're going to read from Psalm 92, verse 1 to 3, and then verse 10 to 15. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To speak, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It's a good thing to give thanks and to sing praise unto his name, the Most High God. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. And verse 10, what happens when we engage in this mystery? My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Unusual strength. Supernatural strength. Unicorn is a symbol of strength. Unusual strength. What is in thanksgiving among the mysteries? In thanksgiving is access to supernatural strength. The word says, and be ye not sorry for yourself, for the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. You can't be grateful and not be joyful. In fact, joy has gratitude as its taproot. The grateful will be joyful. And joy is a booster of strength. Physical, spiritual, and emotional strength. Let's get back to Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Now, so thanksgiving is your access to his presence. And access to his presence makes all the difference. But the Lord was with Joseph, his presence, and made a king out of a slave. He became the king of Potiphar's house because the Lord was with Joseph. Genesis 39 verse 5. And then he was in the prison. The Lord's presence was there, and he became an official of the prison where he was a prisoner. That presence translated him from the prison to the palace. And thanksgiving is your covenant access to his presence. So let's begin. Number one blessing of thanksgiving is access to his presence. Number two blessing of thanksgiving is access to divine strength. And that becomes simple because in Psalm 84 verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. So access to his presence moves you from strength to strength. Physically, spiritually, emotionally. Let's talk about spiritual strength. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence. So revelation becomes natural for you. It flows. Revelation flows naturally from his presence. You don't catch revelation just by studying. Thou wilt show me. What he shows is what they call revelation, or what you read. What you read is information. What God shows is revelation. And those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Daniel 11, 32. Now, that means you are deprived of his presence without the attitude of gratitude. That means you are deprived of strength, spiritual strength, physical strength, emotional strength, without gratitude. So you don't know what you are missing when you are musing about and complaining about everything. You are only complicating your case. Gratitude. The first day my wife attended the Kaduna Church, because we were then in Ilorin, we were 21 in the service that day, and she couldn't marry my joy anytime I returned home with the size of people that she met. My joy was far above what she met on ground, and church was full that day. The following, the Sunday before, we were 19, so God has added two to us. I'll tell you something. And my wife sat down thinking I was still in Sunday school when the service was ending. But every time I returned back home, the attitude of gratitude so overwhelmed me that you couldn't pick the number of my expression. One person gets saved, I will be talking it until the next Sunday. Last Sunday, two people came forward to be saved. Strange, isn't it? And all foolish people will say strange. They say strange with me. Well, I mean, gratitude built this ministry. It's one of the vital cornerstones behind this ministry. This year, we have had to open three more gates in Canaan land to accommodate flow of traffic. And you had the young lady giving her testimony, she bought a bus for her zone or herself, and he said, but it was not big enough. So when she got the next morning, she bought another one. One woman buying two buses, what are the men doing? I can tell you, you can plug in, because without access to the story behind the glory, you cannot be a partaker of the glory. You need access to it. Gratitude. Blessing number one, access to his presence. Blessing number two, access to divine strength. 30 years ago, Jesus delivered this mandate. 30 years after, I've not lost 1 ounce of energy, but I've gained quite some pounds of energy. 30 years after, I'm far stronger than I was 30 years ago when he sent me. My very dear friend and top minister of the gospel, Dr. Mike Murdoch, he said one day when we sat together for about 2 hours, we went somewhere and came back. He said, he counted how many times I said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, it was about 72 times. It has become like breath. I've not lost 1 ounce of energy, physical. I've not lost 1 ounce of energy, spiritual. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Blessing number three, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Thanksgivers are ever fresh. There is a fresh oil that answers on the lives of genuine thanksgivers. My greatest problem is when press people or people interview me and ask me about my challenges. I can't put my finger on them. I have a problem putting my finger on what are your challenges. I couldn't locate them. His presence blinds your eyes to things that don't edify. I can't see them. That's why they don't come. I like you to understand that there is fresh oil in the mystery of gratitude. The man David who wrote that psalm, I have found David my servant, giving me thanks and singing my praises, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. Psalm 89 verse 20 to 24. With my holy oil, about God is always locating thanksgiver to anoint. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Psalm 89 verse 20. The enemy shall not exert upon him, neither the son of wickedness afflict him. I can tell you this. I have found the thanksgiver and have anointed him with fresh oil. When your life is overwhelmed with gratitude, the oil continues to flow freshly on your life. David said, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. 7 times a day. Psalm 119 verse 164. 7 times a day. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Among the blessings of gratitude is access to fresh oil. What do I call it? Access to fresh oil. Thanksgiver never run oil dry. Thanksgivers never run oil dry. Thanksgivers never run oil dry. Thanksgivers never run oil dry. From this celebration on, your head will never lack ointment again. Your head will never lack ointment again. I have never known a burnout in my life that I got to a point and they call it burnout. No, I'm always burning. Because the oil that engenders the burning is always there. I enjoy strange physical strength, very strange one. In 30 years, I've been struggling to be on leave. And 30 years after, I'm stronger than people who go on leave every month. His presence just engulfs me with strength that no man can explain. Last time I had a check, which is traditional to do, they say your blood pressure is like a 20-year-old. There's nothing pressing me. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. On the side that there are pleasures, not pressures. People that carry this pressure, they don't know pressure. They don't know pressure. I've never had a sleepless night in this ministry in my life. My wife has always been here ever since this ministry was on. Never once have we sat up in the night to discuss ministry. For what? There is nothing to discuss. It's all working. His presence is the cure for pressures. His presence is the cure for pressures. People who carry his presence can be victims of pressures at the same time. Somebody looked at me years ago and he said, Brother David, do you ever have a problem? I said, maybe it came, I didn't know. Because you must laugh when you are with me or you have a problem. Even if you have, you drop it first, you laugh, and then when you go, you can go and carry it up. I mean, his presence is a stimulant for pleasures. The cure for pleasures. And I can tell you this, somebody's walking free finally this night. Yeah. What is ingratitude? Number four. Among the blessings of the mystery of thanksgiving is in that verse 11 of Psalm 92. He said, in that passage, my eye also shall see my desires upon my enemies. Say with me, victory over my enemies. My eye shall see my desires upon my enemies, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rises up against me. It is in thanksgiving that God takes over your battles. Can I hear your amen? And when God takes over your battles, your victory is eternally sealed. Your victory is eternally sealed. When God takes over your battle, your victory is eternally sealed. So you transfer your battles to God in thanksgiving. Every time you give him thanks for where you are, you remind him of where next he has ordained you to be. So he clears the barriers to get you there. Every time you thank him for what he has done, you remind him of what remains. And he steps in. And when God steps in, the enemy must step out. Remember also the Bible said, and yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease. Isaiah chapter 10, 24 to 27. and that shall cease because of the anointing. Now you see, in thanksgiving, you are anointed. Freshly. Come and say freshly. Fresh anointing will always command fresh victory. Then your eyes shall see your desire upon your enemy. I have found David, my son, my only one, have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exert upon him. I will beat down his foes before his face. So by the anointing, your enemies are destroyed. Their hold is destroyed of your life. You see, that's so you don't cry about enemies, just celebrate Jesus. And it takes care of your enemy. Celebrate Jesus from the depth of your heart, then it takes care of your enemies. I believe that everything that has ever risen against you will lose their grip of you this time. This is the key to your next level. Come and say, I must get there. This is the key to your next level. Say, I must get there. He said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Then number 2 of that verse 12, he shall grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. That's far above. Supernatural lifting. How many are ready for that here? Supernatural lifting. From 4 million return to 1 million blessing to another 400 property. You understand? Like the cedar in Lebanon. Somebody's taking off now. I said, you are taking off to where nobody can explain anymore. You are taking off to a realm that no man can explain anymore. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You are on your way to your high places. You are on your way to your high places. You are on your way to your high places. You are on your way to your high places. So you have access to his presence, access to divine strength, access to fresh oil, access to victory over your enemies, access to supernatural flourishing, access to supernatural lifting. Finally, we have it in verse 14. He said, he shall bring forth fruit in old age. Supernatural fruitfulness. You'll be commanding results till old age. Old age. Old age. The great man of God, Dr. K.C. Price, will be 80 next year. And I gave a call to his office and they said he's not around, he's traveled and he's coming back on Tuesday. He'll be around on Tuesday. I said, okay, I'll talk over the week. No, he's traveling again on Wednesday. Now, at 80, still going. In the name of Jesus, that word of prophecy is fulfilled in your life. At the age of 80, John Wesley was still crisscrossing the nations on horseback. Horseback. Not a car, not a flight. At the age of 80. Last week I was with the sage, Pastor Della. He will be 80 years in ministry next year. 80 years in ministry. He was sent to plant the first church in 1932. He will be 80 years in ministry next year and will be 112 years old. And still had his cap bent to one side. And still was answering press interview questions. At the age of what? He said they shall still bring forth fruits in old age. They are still planting churches. His ministry is still planting churches. Till now. Shall still bring, that's not in China. That's not in South Korea. That's not in America. That's in Nigeria. That's in Lagos here. Shall still bring forth fruits in old age. You shall not die young. Where you are today is by grace. Acknowledge that grace. Celebrate the source of that grace, who is God Himself. And then you are ready for the next phase.